This is Let This Moment Be the First Chapter, a Star Wars original trilogy fic written by Per Waldorf and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Leia Organa Han Solo, with additional tags for fathers and daughters, reckoning with legacy. Han Solo is ridiculously in love with Leia Organa. Author's notes. Originally for a prompt on Tumblr. I love you. Loud enough to hear. After a victory, people celebrate. The morning after, they nurse their hangovers over a cup of calf. Han looks across the table at Leia, and she smiles back at him, tired but happy. Before he can reach over and touch her hand, a runner comes up and taps her on the shoulder, whispering in her ear. She nods and gets up from the table. They want me on Coruscant as soon as possible. He expected this, but not quite so soon. Luke's not even back from wherever he wandered into the forest, saying there was something he had to do alone. Something must show on his face, because she takes his hand. Think you could give me a ride, Captain? I don't know, Princess. How are you going to pay your way? The smart remarks are easy, familiar. If he says enough of them, maybe they don't have to talk about what's next. If there is a next. She comes round and kisses him, long and slow. He drank a lot of whatever fire water the Ewoks brew last night, and he's paying for it. But it's nothing compared to the shivery, swooping feeling in his stomach now. It's almost as good as the first time he hit the accelerator on the Falcon, the bone-deep knowledge that his life was going to change. He very carefully avoids the thought that Leia might stick around as long as his ship. Finally, she breaks away. She looks deeply pleased with herself, like a pitten that got into the cream. Han does his best to catch his breath without her noticing he's trying to. I guess that's a good enough down payment. He smirks, and she hits him on the shoulder, but not particularly hard. I've got some things to wrap up here. See you tomorrow in the hangar? He nods, and she kisses him again, this time on the cheek. He's not sure how this one takes the wind out of him more, but it does. Things are different in the budding New Republic, in a way that Han's not used to. It's one thing to be a general, however honorary, in a war. It's completely different when you realize those people you fought beside are politicians. No, statespeople, using that war as a means to this end. Leia's busy in a different way now. Her day is taken up with plans and negotiations. Even her nights are spent preparing for the days, never falling into bed until she sways with exhaustion at her desk. She's working too hard, he grumbles to Luke. Seems kind of ironic to survive a war and then die from exhaustion afterwards. It's not just the new government she's doing this for. Luke has that Jedi look about him, the one where he's focusing on something not quite on this plane. It still makes Han a little uneasy. What's that supposed to mean? He doesn't know if all Jedi are this mysterious, or if Luke just took after old Ben too much. Her father. There's a bit of sadness in his eyes when he says it, and Han wonders about that conversation. She told him about her and Luke's shared parentage that night on Endor. It didn't matter to Han, of course, but then again, he is not Darth Vader's flesh and blood. That night, he looks up Bail Organa on the holonet. Some things become a lot clearer, and he marvels at Leia's fortitude and strength once again. She's a little surprised when she opens her door to see him standing there. He's normally not up early enough to walk her to the building where all the business of the new government is conducted, but he wants to see her. They stop in front of the meeting room where she'll be spending most of her day. This is me, I guess. She turns to enter. Leia, wait. Her expression is a little puzzled, but she seems willing to hear him out. He takes a deep breath. You don't have to live up to some grand ideal in your head of what you think is expected of you. Something flashes in her eyes before she leans against the wall. I'm an Organa. We have always served the Republic. There's a tiny wobble in her voice that makes him want to take her in his arms, get her on the Falcon away from all of this. But he knows she wouldn't appreciate it, not here. He leans next to her. I never met your father. Wish I had, though. The reward money would have been nicer. She makes a wet noise that might be a chuckle. So I'm not going to pretend I know much about him. But I know he would have been proud of you and all the things you've done. And all the things you're going to do. You're enough. For a moment, she doesn't react. Then she wipes her eyes and leans up on her tiptoes to kiss him on the cheek. I never thought I would say this, but you've given me something to think about. She winks at him and turns toward the door. He starts walking down the hall. Love you, she calls down it, loud enough that everybody in the corridor and the meeting room can definitely hear it. He's so distracted, 3PO nearly runs him over in his haste. I do beg your pardon, Captain Solo. The droid stops and looks at him. You're very red, and your epidermal temperature is slightly higher than normal. Are you feeling quite all right? Han grins. Never better, Goldenrod. Don't worry about me. 3PO wanders off, muttering something about humans and their illogical behavior. He's squinting at a holo-terminal listing of ship parts when he hears the door chime. Leia's standing there, a bottle of Alderaanian white in her hand. It's much earlier than she normally returns. You said you didn't know much about my father. Do you want to learn more? He steps back to let her into the room. Whatever you want to tell me, I'm happy to hear. The End.